May the 3rd, 2015. I know time is flying by. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Come on in. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, where time just flies. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we do try to saturate this program within the Word of God and playing music that honors and glorifies Jesus. Amen. We need more music like that this day and age. Amen. I love it. Hey, so good to see you. How's the weekend coming along for you? Sure, it's been a busy weekend in our home. Yesterday, we finally had a chance to do some cleaning. It's just, it's amazing on how much stuff you can actually accumulate over just a short period of time. So, we do. We utilized our garbage cans yesterday. We'll just say that, and our trips to Goodwill. So, hey, today we are focusing on walking with Jesus. I'll tell you what, there's no better person to be walking with than Jesus. Amen. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, walking with Jesus, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Commands my destiny.
Yes, lifting up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. And John 14:12, Jesus said, "He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do." Wow, what a passage. You know, Jesus challenged his disciples to be set apart, to be made whole and complete, to lay down their old lives and pick up the new life that he would give them. No friend will ever challenge you to the heights that Jesus challenges you. Amen. You know, whatever Jesus commands us to do, he enables us to do. He is a friend who walks through life with us each and every step of the way, guiding us and empowering us to live out the life he himself led. Praise the Lord. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Well, happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. I pray that your weekend is blessed, filled with loved ones and rest. And, well, if not, then praise God for his grace. Amen. Hey, today we're talking about walking with Jesus. You know, I love what Romans 8, 38 and 39 says. Neither death nor life shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Think about that. You know, there is nothing. Did you hear that today? There is nothing that can separate you from God. The mistakes you make and the sins you commit after you have accepted Christ do not separate you from Him. He will convict you of these sins so you can confess them, be forgiven, repent of them, and make a change in your future behavior. But these sins do not separate you again, ever, from God. Can I get a praise the Lord? I mean, God told his people that even if they disobeyed him and experienced all the negative consequences, he would still be there when they have turned back to him. For neither death nor life shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
In ways we cannot see, he will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. strength for each new day, he will make a way.
great song. We are celebrating Jesus today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. In fact, if you have a song request, prayer request, I just want to say, hey, I love hearing from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. And today we're talking about walking with Jesus. Zechariah 4:6 is probably one of my favorite passages. It says, "Not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." I love that passage. You know, we are not equipped to follow God's plan for our lives in our own strength. Did you hear that today? Any control freaks like myself listening? That's right. We are not equipped to fulfill God's plan for our lives in our own strength. You know, God has given us talents. He's given us abilities, and he has also given us the Holy Spirit to enable and empower us to use our talents and abilities effectively. As competent as we may become in our own strength, we are never as fully competent by ourselves as we can be if we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Our competency may be great, but it is never complete until we allow the Holy Spirit to bless our efforts. "Not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts."
Morning sun, morning glories pouring down the hill. Through my window I can feel the ocean breeze. Noisy sparrows fill the oak trees, swallows can't stay still. And in the glad emotion, Lord, you speak to me. It rains. A gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. To lift my voice, to sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodman's Cove. Fishing boats are leaving. Seagulls follow just above the water. I will wait until the sunset brings them home again. Rigging lines and anchors in the harbor. Turning in its place because you made it true. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. Good day, it is a gift from you, the world. world is turning in its place because you made it free. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Giving glory to God here today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Thanks for letting me tag along with you today. I really enjoy our time together each and every Sunday. And tell you what, I've been working here at Great News Radio for over 5 years, and 4 of those years has been with Sunday Worship. So thank you for allowing me to do this today and every Sunday. And again, you can always catch up with me if you got a song request, comment, question. I love to hear from you. Really enjoy hearing from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway 7:32 tomorrow morning, Central Time. Hey, until next time, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and remember that you are salt and you are light. You are the hands and feet of Jesus.